my fucking go.
You're listening to Bread and Circuses.
It was like the mob media, for one, is the entire world populated. Like, everybody's on Twitter. Fucking the UK is on Twitter. Like, you know what I mean? Like,
unfortunately.
With Caleb Salvatore.
Well, they can't. They can't go to the comedy shows because there's a two-drink minimum, and you can't mix the Percocet you've been stealing from work with liquor.
And Nick Kohler.
There'd literally be people in the fucking 80s that didn't know that nutting in a girl would make her pregnant.
Oh, no one's asked that question. What did those families do to provoke Alex Jones like that?
You know what'll solve all of these racial police protests? A Pepsi.
What the fuck is up, friends? Welcome to this week's episode of Bread and Circuses. I am one half of the show, your boy Caleb Salvatore.
I'm now down to 1/4 because I've lost like 20 pounds. So,
congratulations. We're here with our guest, Andrew Tate. No, I'm kidding.
Everybody, so, half of the people listening to the show are like, oh, no way, I got that reference. And the other half are like, who the fuck is Andrew Tate?
2 weeks ago, nobody knew who the fuck Andrew Tate was. I think so. We were talking about that before the show started. This guy, he's like an MMA fighter. Came out of nowhere, and that's all anyone could talk about is Andrew Tate for the last 2 weeks. So what all do you know about him?
So I know he's a fellow bald like me.
Yes.
So we have that going for us. We're already linked together in a unspoken bond, you know.
Yeah.
Other than that, though, I know, like I said, I know he's like him and like his brother are like MMA fighters in like Eastern Europe or some shit, right? Like,
yeah. So his whole thing, he was a kickboxer.
Yeah.
And I think he's from the UK. He was actually born in Chicago, but he grew up in England.
Well, does he like live in like Bulgaria or some shit?
He lives in Romania. He did Dave Portnoy from Barstool's podcast. And his reasoning for living in Romania was he has multiple passports from multiple countries because he wants to be able to do whatever he wants and just pick up and leave.
The first time I ever saw anything about him was like he was talking about it, like him and his brother were talking about how he ran into some like organized crime guys in Romania and they were like, nah, you're cool. We'll make sure nobody messes with you. So like,
yeah. So
I just figured he's another one of these like pseudo Chads on the internet.
Basically, you know what I mean? Yeah, one of these, the alpha male types. So he got rich, and I'm talking hundreds of millions of dollars. He invented one of those porn webcam sites. You remember those? Before OnlyFans? What was it? It was before OnlyFans was a thing. It was like, let's see if we can find it here. Wikipedia is not gonna say
something like freaking Chatterbait or something.
He made. God, where is it at now? I won't say. It didn't say which one it was. I remember I read it last night. It was one of those webcam sites from like 2010 where the girls would like finger blast themselves on the webcam and the guys would, they'd be like, get me to $1,000 worth of tips and I'll stick a cucumber up my ass, that kind of thing. So that's where he made his millions.
On running online ventures. Tate operates Hustlers University.
Yeah, that's his thing he runs now. It's this website called Hustlers University where he teaches people how to make money online. And
Tate's personal website offers training courses on getting rich and male to female interactions.
He's like a pickup artist too.
Tate and his brother started a webcam business in Romania using webcam girls to sell sob stories to desperate men, claiming to have made millions of dollars doing so. They've made their both business models a total scam. I'm going to take that with a grain of salt because it's like, you know, there's some fucking blue hair.
Right.
Fucking he that's writing this.
So this is the thing with this Andrew Tate guy, right? He will have 80% of his takes will be solid, right? They'll be a little controversial. Maybe he has a rough way of saying it, but they're solid. And then he'll have 15 to 20%. And it's just like, dude, really? Like, he'll, like he told, he said on
Portnoy's. He didn't even, everything I saw of him. Oh, sorry. It's kind of late here for us. I'm sorry.
No, you're good.
Everything I saw from him, like, all of his takes didn't even really seem that intelligent. Like, I never heard him talk about something and be like, oh, yeah, you know, interesting what this guy's got to say.
He ripped about the COVID lockdowns. He was super anti-COVID lockdown, anti-vaccine mandate, stuff like that. And he brought up some valid points, some really good points about that. But then he turns around and says that if a woman is doing OnlyFans, she owes her boyfriend part of that money because her boyfriend owns her or something like that. And then, nice. But if a man is doing porn, he doesn't owe his girlfriend money because women can't own men. It's only one way. It's like an internet troll. It's like things we would say to piss people off. You know what I mean? Like, it's that kind of thing. But he has a massive audience. So he came out. So, and then he had another thing he got in trouble for. And like, this was clearly a joke. You can just tell the guy doesn't have comedic timing. He said, someone asked him, it was like a viewer comment, said, what do you do if your girl accuses you of cheating? And he said, if my girl accused me of cheating, I would grab her by the hair and slam her face against the table until she admitted she was wrong. And it was like, he was joking, obviously, but it was just...
Is that not a good joke?
Not a great joke, no. Didn't land, but, you know, you deserve the opportunity to try it.
His Wikipedia page says, in a now-deleted video posted to his YouTube channel, Tate stated that he decided to move to... He decided to move to Romania because it was easier to be absolved of rape charges in Eastern Europe.
Yeah,
in April 2022, Tate's house was raided by Romanian cops in relation to human trafficking and rape investigation.
Yeah, he's facing like fucking nasty charges. So here's what happened.
And the raid resulted in the recovery of an American woman and a Romanian woman.
Oh, God. So they actually found people. What the fuck?
Yeah.
So here's the thing. Facebook, Twitter, and TikTok all kicked them off at the same time. Like, just like Alex Jones kind of thing. Yeah. So that's why everyone's freaking out. But so, you know how we were talking about, he came out of nowhere, right?
Yeah.
He came out of nowhere. He has some solid takes about, you know, things that are a little unorthodox, like the COVID lockdowns and gun control and stuff like that, that maybe the establishment wouldn't be so cool with. Check out this video from an interview with him. And I think we can figure out, we watch this video and listen to what he has to say. I think we can figure out why he got so popular so quick. Here we go.
Father, when he died, someone messaged me who was in, because my father was in the CIA.
Boom. There you have it. That's why he blew up.
Oh, nice.
That's why he blew up so quick. There you have it. Daddy was in the CIA.
Right.
Boom. That's up. There. Question answered. Now you know, because that's what they do.
And Alex CIA Jones, plant.
Alex Jones did a great job of doing it himself. But, you know, every time Alex Jones brings up a good point or breaks a story, it's, oh, you're really quoting the Sandy Hook guy. You know what I mean? So now with Andrew Tate, he calls out COVID lockdowns. He has a great point about it. And it's like, oh, you're going to be on the same side as the guy that, you know, the serial rapist that said he would bang his girlfriend's head against the table if she accused him of cheating. Really?
Speaking of the COVID lockdowns, Fauci resigned, man.
Thank God.
And now all the like Facebook and YouTube and everything doesn't have those like, hey, this is fucking for COVID-19 information. Like,
oh, yeah. Masks don't work. And by the way, now that we can say it, YouTube, masks don't work. And I think that's the episode title. Masks, just to see. We'll test the new policy.
Yeah. Should we get fucking CIA agents planting child porn in our fucking houses?
Yeah.
Our first defense for that would be like, dude, like, come on.
Yeah. Like, come on, man.
What's physical porn these days?
Yeah. That's what I'm saying. Like, really? Like, come on, man. What is this? The 80s? Like, what are we doing here? Like,
I'll be Jared Vogeld. I have that stipulation. I have no idea if that guy's really a pedophile.
Jared Vogeld? It was deeper than kitty porn. It was like I'm pretty sure it was like going to Thailand and hiring young boys. Yeah, that guy's a fucking pedophile. Yeah, there's no doubt. He didn't get set up. He did that. He did all that shit.
He got convicted of it, so I'm sure he probably did. He's a white guy. You know he had a fair trial.
Oh,
so.
Absolutely.
Yeah, you know he did that shit.
Speaking of, so have you watched this Manti Te'o documentary on Netflix?
No, I have not.
Dude, it is fucking wild. You should go watch this.
I'll have to watch it. What is it again?
Because you remember Manti Te'o, right? You might have been in the Army at this time when this was going on. He was the linebacker for Notre Dame, like superstar linebacker.
Oh, shit. Yeah. I heard about this guy. Yeah, when it was happening, he got like catfished and had like a fake-ass girlfriend. Before
catfishing was a thing. Yeah,
for like a really – he had like a fake girlfriend for like 6 years.
He didn't just have a girlfriend. So it was a dude catfishing him that had been doing this to a bunch of other dudes, but he took it further with Manti Te'o than anybody else.
Probably because he was, you know.
Yeah. So this dude – he catfished him and he had to find an out. So he wanted to find his out. He faked the girl that didn't exist death and said she had leukemia and was dying. And like he went as far, like the actual guy posed as the dead girl's cousin and like went and met him and all this crazy shit. And you'll just have to watch it. It's wild. But so the guy who catfished him, he went on Dr. Phil and like all this shit, dude. It was wild. But he's featured in the documentary. And this guy is now a girl. He's transitioned, whatever, right? And, dude, we were watching it, and I'm like, this is almost, if it wasn't so fucking interesting, this would almost be unwatchable because this dude is such a fucking narcissist. You can tell he doesn't feel bad about anything he's done. It is all about him. He's talking the whole time. He's like, I don't feel good about what I did. And he's fighting back fucking a smile because he's so proud of it. It's disgusting. Like, hey, I almost ruined this guy's life. I took advantage of a 21-year-old college kid whose brain hadn't developed all the way and had just lost his grandma, and I'm gonna fuck with him like this. So proud of what he
did. I did not go to jail for like fraud or something.
He didn't
like,
steal any money. You gotta have like financial
gain. Oh yeah, okay.
Yeah, they probably could have sued him because he Te'o was like
could have been like civil. It could have gone to civil court for it.
Te'o was like a top 15 pick projected, and he dropped into the second round, which I don't know how much the listeners know about the NFL draft, but that's literally millions of dollars.
That's like a big deal. Guaranteed
money. Like that's a couple million. And with the way the salaries are structured by rounds. So, I mean, yeah, that's a huge deal. Dude cost him. And the reason was people were a little shook up about it. It was before the Hernandez thing. But, yeah, people were shook up about it. So, I mean, they didn't know what like
he doesn't
this
even
guy's,
play in
what
the
else
NFL
is he lying
anymore.
About? Yeah, he had a solid career in the NFL though.
Yeah, I guess 7 years in the NFL is pretty long time especially for a linebacker.
Yeah, it wasn't like super long or prestigious, but he was a solid player. He was a
solid starter. Yeah.
And like he was a Heisman candidate, you know. I mean, he was a good player in college, and this dude fucked with him. And he's sitting there talking about how important this was for him and his transition to be able to do this, and like, and all this. I'm like, bro, like, listen to yourself. You destroyed this guy. You manipulated him. You lied to him, and you're making it all about you. And you're very clearly proud of all this shit. And it's fucking repulsive. Just giddy as a schoolgirl the entire time he's talking about this shit. Like, he absolutely no remorse. This person is a sociopath. It's fucking repulsive.
Yeah, that's pretty disgusting, man.
Like, oh, God. I know I'm misgendering, but I think I do that every time.
Who gives a shit? Fuck that dude.
It's just like Chris Chan. No, sorry. I'm not going to call him Chris. I'm not going to call him a she by his preferred pronouns. You rape your elderly mother with dementia. We don't respect your pronouns. Sorry, bro.
What was the name of the actual guy that was catfishing him? Do you know?
It was Rene Tuiasosopo. I know that because my dad was in the Army with his uncle.
What the fuck? Really?
His brother or cousin or whatever, like their family played deep in the NFL, the Tuiasosopo family.
Really?
And they're like Marcus Tuiasosopo. He was a quarterback for the Raiders like 10, 15 years ago. Like they all played football. It was like a family thing.
Yeah.
But yeah, dude, shit was wild. It's like, yeah, you should go watch it.
I've seen it on there, and I remember I was in basic training when that thing happened, so I didn't really know about it until afterwards, but I think I was watching like a podcast or something about people talking about it. So.
Yeah. Well, they interview both of them because Manti Te'o and this Rene guy both get interviewed, and it's, yeah, dude, it's wild. And he's talking on the guy, the catfish guy is on there. He's like, it was so hard for me to get a job because people would see my name. And I'm like, yeah, that's what you get. That's what you get. Yeah.
Yeah, good. Fuck him, dude.
Yeah. It's like,
fuck it reminds me of like when these people will like, God, what is it? Who was the fucking actor that like, as soon as he got out as a pedophile said he was gay, as if that like,
oh, Kevin Spacey.
Yeah. It reminds me of the Kevin Spacey thing where it's like, oh, actually I'm trans. So now you can't, cyberbully me.
Well, like, they even said in the Netflix thing, they were like, cause people kept referring to him as him, and they were like, prior to this, the shooting of this, the cast or the people interviewed were not aware that Rene had transitioned to a woman. And I'm like, dude, fucking who gives a shit. Someone like that, listen, I think everyone truly does deserve a second chance. I mean, except like kitty fuckers and, you know, serial killers and stuff, rapists, stuff like that. But most people deserve a second chance. Something like that, I think, is redeemable. But if you want a second chance, you have to actually show remorse for it. And holding back fucking joy while you tell the story of how you almost ruined this guy's life, you do not get that's not remorse. Sorry. Like, ugh, gross. And he's like 300
pounds. What if like the girl he said that he was like, and like the actual girl like met, or what if like the girl that he said he was that he stole the identity with, and the football player guy met and like actually became boyfriend and girlfriend afterwards? That would
be wild. Well, he stole it from a girl that he went to high school with.
Yeah,
like that was, he didn't just make a profile for her; he made one for the entire family, so everyone got one. Like, fucking crazy. Like, he made all these characters up, and he would call and do different voices and shit, dude. Dude was a master impressionist.
Like, just imagine, like, what girl wouldn't want to, like, you know what I mean? Wouldn't want to be dating like an NFL fucking football player, you know what I mean?
Like, right. And that's the thing is, I'm like, dude, I almost wonder, like, Manti Te'o, like, you got, I mean, football captain, people, he dated this girl all through college. You got to start wondering if people thought he was gay. You know what I mean? Like, you got the football captain that you never see with girls. Like, that's a little goofy there. It's a little sus, you know? I mean, who, like,
it sucks, man. That guy fucking stole 4 years of his fucking life, man. Like,
four years that he could have been out, you know, just being a kid was spent fucking,
or even meeting like an actual girl, you know?
Yeah. What I mean? And I think he's married now, like with a kid and stuff. So everything worked out.
Hopefully.
But yeah, I mean, regardless, man, it's like, he could have been out doing anything, just experiencing life, but he spent it, you know, wrapped up with this girl that he had never met, that wasn't even a girl, you know?
Yeah, they got married. I don't know if he has a kid. His Wikipedia doesn't say he has a kid, but his wife's pretty good looking.
I'm sure he did fine. It's
He's a good looking dude too. Like, not a bad looking dude at all. That sucks. That sucks that like some fucking bitch ass dude, fuck it. Seriously,
you almost said it. I saw the F start to come off.
Some
your lip.
Fucking guy tried to literally just took, like, that's guy. 4 years of his fucking life. He's never gonna get back.
Yeah.
I would be infuriated. I mean, I wouldn't have probably, you know what I mean? I probably wouldn't have let myself get in that situation, but you know what I mean? Like, some people just don't, you know what I mean? Some people just don't have the, like, wisdom when it comes to those kind of stuff.
I think,
you know?
So he was from Hawaii, and he was in Notre Dame, which is in South Bend, Indiana. So I imagine it was probably kind of just like homesick and lonely. And when people get like that, it's easy to take advantage of vulnerable people.
Yeah,
even when they're star athletes. So it's like, you know,
I wouldn't be lying if I, or not lie, like, I'm sure that there were probably people like that when I was in the Army, right? Because you get guys that get stationed over, say, like, right, I'm from Nebraska, I get stationed over in fucking Hawaii, dude. Like, I'm out in the fucking, you know what I mean? Like, a friend of mine told me that people that get stationed out in Hawaii when you're not from there get island sickness. And it's like,
I believe
the feeling, the feeling of like not being able to escape the island, it like makes people go a little nutty. So,
island,
like,
fever. Yeah.
Yeah, I've heard of that shit, man. Yeah. I wouldn't be surprised. You know what I mean? Like, that kind of stuff happens to people in the Army too, man. Like,
that's a real thing, huh? Island Fever. Fuck, I didn't even think of, I always thought that was like movie bullshit.
Yeah, and no. I would be like, dude, who would not like being stationed in Hawaii, dude? Hawaii's like a tropical paradise, man. That's awesome. But then you think like, oh yeah, some guy who's from fucking North Kansas? Dakota.
Yeah.
Yeah, some guy's from North Dakota or Kansas or something. Like even somebody's from Nebraska. Like they, dude, they didn't grow up with beaches and ocean and stuff. That's like taking a fish out of water.
Well, yeah, and it's Nebraska. I mean, you can go places in Nebraska. You're on a fucking island in Hawaii. You can't,
I kind of feel like that being in El Paso, man. Like my mom comes down here and she tells me like I don't know how you can live down here without green. All the like it's like brown and dirt and mountain. You know what I mean? There's no green anymore.
I can
like,
see how Nebraska. That would. Yeah, I mean, I can see how that would drive. And you think of other cities like, I mean, fucking Seattle and shit, where it's just gray, 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 gray. That's, you wonder why so many Rainy. People commit suicide there. Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, it's stuff like that. And yeah, man, there's just human beings need green. They need, you know, they need interaction.
It's just like, it's like where you're from. You know what I mean? Like, me and you could probably live without beaches being nearby because we've not, you know what I mean? Like, well, we have like lake beaches, but
done it for almost 27 years.
Yeah, so exactly. But like somebody who's from like, you know, South Carolina that lives at, you know, 45 minutes away from the beach, they're probably be pretty upset if they couldn't go to the beach whenever they wanted to.
Culture shock if they moved to the Midwest. You know, I mean, people from, I have friends from California. It's the same thing.
Yeah.
Do it. So it's like, what are you going to do? To quote Tony Soprano. Dude, speaking of fucking mental breakdowns, oh my God. So we talked about it. Dude, it was probably like a year ago. She's at it again. Gabby Hanna.
Oh, what's Gabby Hanna up to now?
Bro, for the last like night and a half, she has had a meltdown on her TikTok. I got it pulled up. I think I can play it on the computer.
I thought we were going to talk about Demi Lovato not being.
We can talk about that too.
Them anymore. They, them anymore.
Yeah, let's talk about that first. Demi Lovato, bro.
She got bored with being a gender queer. Well,
she hadn't been in the news lately, right?
Yeah.
Her fucking manager called her up and her manager's like, Demi, TMZ ain't talked about you in like 2.5 weeks. Yeah, we either need another overdose or a new gender. What's it gonna be here? God, you want to talk about just celebrities who are just fucking obnoxious? I cannot stand her.
Demi Lovato.
Cannot stand.
That's what happens when you fry your brain with meth, dude. Like,
was it meth? Is that what she was?
Yeah, she was a straight up meth head. Like Demi Lovato was a straight up meth head, man.
I mean, yeah.
What she kept going to rehab for was methamphetamines.
I fucking believe it, dude. Jesus Christ.
It was always funny because my older brother was always like, always would say, he would always say that Demi Lovato was his future ex-wife. And when she started going by like they, them, we would always make fun of him. And he'd be like, shut up. Well, don't talk about it.
look at her now. Here, let me pull her up real quick. Fuck it. We'll look at her. Right now, I'll pull her picture up, man. She used to be pretty hot, and now she looks
pretty back in the day, man.
Yeah, she looks like Macho Man Randy Savage now.
And she had years. That's dude. That's what fucking years.
It's they, them, brother.
That's what years of meth abuse does to you, man. Like,
yeah, that's what now it's he.
No, it's she again. She's a she now.
I mean, yeah, that's what it always was to me. So.
Yeah,
it's just, oh God, dude, that's my thing, man, is I'm like, maybe when people that fried their brains with hard drugs for years come and tell us some crazy shit like that, we all shouldn't just go along with it. We should be like, really? Have you called your counselor lately?
Yeah, honestly, I don't like seeing people succumb to you know what I mean? I don't like seeing people succumb to drugs and alcohol or anything, man. When I see homeless people out on the street like that, you know, or like they are on the street because they're like severely addicted to some kind of thing. I don't.
You wish you could trade their place with Demi Lovato. I
guess. No, I mean, I don't look at them and be like, ha ha, they're stumbling around in the parking lot. No. They're so dumb. I'm just like, man, I feel like I don't feel bad for them, but I feel bad that they're in that situation, I guess.
When I see them arguing with the air, I might chuckle a little bit. I mean, I can't. I can't lie there. Like, that's kind of funny.
Yeah, that is kind of funny.
They're like dancing, fighting someone that's not there. That's pretty fucking funny.
You see that downtown kind of a lot in Omaha?
Downtown. Oh, my God. And we've talked about it. The homeless in downtown Omaha, they're getting worse, but nothing will ever compare to the Vegas homeless. That's another fucking breed, man. The Vegas homeless. And you'll see when we go for my bachelor party, you'll see exactly what I mean. And hopefully we don't fight any. That's all I can say. Justin Healy might.
I don't fight homeless people, man, because they ain't got nothing to lose.
Exactly.
I don't fucks with homeless people that.
When we were in Vegas last year, we were leaving, I think it was the Bellagio, and there was a homeless guy sitting out there, and he said that he wanted to fight me because he said I looked at him weird. I didn't look at him. No idea. And we're like walking, and he was very clear he was following us and like yelling things at me. And Mia's like, she's like, please tell me you have your gun. I'm like, no, we flew here. I have nothing. That like, well, that's why we're trying. Vegas, that's why we're pretty, moving.
Like,
so
gun friendly city too. Like,
yeah, Nevada's pretty chill with guns. That's the problem. It's not Vegas. It's TSA.
Yeah. Again,
so you can fly, but you can't fly. You can fly with your gun, but you can't fly with ammo. So yeah, you have to get there, buy the ammo, and then throw it away before you leave. Like, it's just
take it to a range or do a couple shots on the in the air before you leave.
If you go to the right part of Vegas, it wouldn't matter. You know,
shoot a couple stop signs. Like,
yeah, you know, maybe, you know, pull up to the Jason Aldean concert. No, I'm kidding. That's fucked up.
Oh my god,
that's fucked up. Shit. Because that guy totally was. Speaking of CIA assets, that guy totally wasn't one. We're just a multimillionaire businessman just snapped and decided to mow a bunch of people down, but he only actually fired 50 rounds. That's
totally legitimate. All they had is all the FBI had was a photoshopped picture of him.
Yeah, totally legitimate. Yeah, wife fled the country the day before it happened. Yep, nothing to see
yeah,
here.
Yeah, dude, you know,
nothing to see here. No. No, not at all. It's a forget that happened. Everything's good. Re-enter the Matrix. Okay. Speaking of people snapping, Gabby Hanna.
Let's hear it. Let's hear about her. The last thing I ever remember hearing about her was like her releasing some god awful, shitty poetry book.
Yeah. Well, I don't know if this is poetry or what the fuck this is. But
do you have the video or something?
I got her whole account pulled up. We'll play a couple of them here, and you can just see her just fucking lose it, man. Here's one.
No, I might just be smarter than you think. Imagine me, the mother of a king. I might just be humbler.
I see this and immediately think this is a Coke rant.
Dude, that's exactly, it's like crazy homeless people rant.
This is a Coke rant, dude. This is like somebody filmed themselves, like they just did a line of Coke and now they're in the camera like, I am the God of Babylon.
she's talking about how she's the son of the mother of God. But Coke doesn't last 16 hours. That's how long this has been going on for.
Damn, maybe she is meth, and I don't know. Can last a really long meth time, will do dude. It.
Yeah.
Don't know what I asked for in between each blink. Imagine what a world might be.
She's definitely on Steve drugs
for
right
sure.
Now. Maybe she just did a 16-hour coke bender.
What
dude,
if a woman harnessed his power for humanity?
This is literally like a drug rant. Like, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I'm the God of Babylon. I'm the reincarnated serpent.
Question yep. As a humble servant with all the humility and gratitude
I have to know that blood.
Only God could ever make this choice. But ask yourself, what if I ask yourself?
Gabby Hanna's got a pretty cool t-shirt right there.
She does.
What if I?
That is a cool shirt.
Look at her eyes.
What
dude.
If I?
Her pupils
was
are
the
so
mother
dilated.
Of God.
I know.
She. This is.
What
she's
if
definitely on coke.
I
messaged her. I said, "Hey, do you want to come on our podcast tonight?" And she didn't reply.
Of course not.
I gave it a shot.
Yeah, tell her. You know, we know a guy. We got a hookup. You know.
Here you go. It gets better here. Yeah. No.
God,
shit.
I wish I could sleep. God, I wish I could sleep.
Dude, coke
I can't
right
wait
there.
To sleep, God,
that's,
please
that's
let me sleep.
Coke,
but I
coke
can't
high.
Today because there's babies dying on the fucking street. There's babies dying on the motherfucking street. You know, I saw a TikTok back when I was still using TikTok,
which she says from her TikTok, mind you,
of babies on the street. who adopted another baby on the street. Two homeless babies adopting each other on the street, and they held like hands all the way down the street.
That like takes what she's saying and adds like an animated like cartoon.
That would be so dope.
That'd be so fucking funny, dude. Just like Grant's animated.
And he was speaking, and the mother said he's praying for him.
Yeah.
For the sure. homeless baby praying for the other homeless baby. Wake the fuck up. Wake Someone the help fuck her, up.
OMG.
Someone just Before we preach. Go to sleep. Wake the fuck up.
There's the babies on the
street.
I know, they're great. It's where's the I'll play a couple more. There's
these are pretty funny, help actually.
Me. Help me!
Wake up,
help
dude.
Me help us.
This is a lot to unpack.
There is, yeah, dude, it's fucking, well, for whatever reason, she like changes into a swimsuit at some point.
Dude, it's like daytime now.
I know.
It's like,
yeah, there's
clearly done like a 24-hour coke bender, dude, like,
or meth. Yeah,
I know that's not, I don't think that's meth, man, because meth is more like,
yeah.
Coke is like you're all like energied up and like slamming on the table, going like, be, Jesus Christ, my brother, you don't understand. Like,
could be crack.
The fucking like, oh, crack and coke have like the same highs.
Yeah. You know? You just crack, smoke crack. Crack.
Yeah. Coke is like a more, you know, it's cool. It's cool to do coke, but crack
not
for some
cool
reason,
to crack. You know? Coke's a rock star drug.
Okay? Yeah. She's being a rock star
she's
right now.
Yes.
On the right.
She's put on a fucking
all right.
suit.
She's all going to be all right. Praise be. It's all going to be all right. My poor, sweet infant Jesus. It's all going to be all right. Oh, wait. He left the prodigal son. All right.
She's definitely on coke, man. You've seen people high on coke.
Yeah, yeah.
That's a coke high right there.
Some people handle it better than I've never done coke. I don't,
well, she's like a 130-pound white girl. You think she's gonna handle fucking five lines in a row like really well? You know what I mean?
Yeah. Oh, here. Now she's stripped down to lingerie.
Up until yesterday, I wasn't really online for a minute. Some people were concerned about where I was. Babe, did you care to ask me where I was? Or are you judging me like your daddy does to you? Like your mommy does to you? Did you ask any questions of the woman who literally has everything she wants?
Gabby Hanna Wong.
Who is trying to encourage
her to run.
What's that?
Comment. Gabby Hanna Wong so Ezra Miller could run.
You know what we need? We need Gabby Hanna on a coke bender. And Andrew Tate to do a podcast.
And Alex Jones.
Oh, God.
Dude, a drunk Alex Jones and a high on coke Gabby Hanna.
Oh, God. Could you imagine? No one would get a word in edgewise that would make any sense.
It would be like, it'd be fucking pure poetry, man.
Oh, dude, comedy gold.
Encourage
somebody
others.
Just needs to animate it.
Why is she now in like lingerie? That's like, it just gets less and less.
That's the power she clearly has. Cause honey, I've literally gotten everything I've ever asked for. I am so powerful. I've been sitting in a literal fucking
coke rant, dude.
Yeah.
I'm so powerful. I get everything I've ever wanted. My blood is snakes.
Dude, look, this goes on. This is what? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8.
How many, like, what's the dates for it?
This
like,
is all within the last day.
So go to the first one and then go to the last one and then 40, see, like.
64, 80, 88. So this is about 85 videos in the last 24 hours.
That's something somebody on a coke bender would do.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Someone on coke.
Dude, look, deposit. Look how dilated her eyes are.
Oh, yeah. For sure. Look at that.
She's probably like on coke and like, I think
she's manic depressive too. So it might be that too. Like, yeah, it might like be
she's
a combination.
Like that,
she's like going through an episode. Yeah.
Here's
probably this one. If she's an online, she's a millennial online influencer, she's probably depressed. So
probably, yeah. I mean, because they fucking ruin their brains. Yeah. Here we go.
Guess the funny thing. Actually, it's all pretty fucking hilarious. Is what was everybody expecting? Like the body of Jesus Christ to just float back down. God damn you!
He's been going for hours.
Judgment, everybody, get in line. What were you expecting? Guess the funny thing.
Here's one for watch. One more. Oh wait, she called out Bo Burnham. Wait.
I gave Bo Burnham my first poetry book when he invited me to the premiere of Eighth Grade. You should read it again, Robert. You might just learn something.
What? Her poetry was garbage, though, man.
I've never even read it. I've heard a couple of her songs, and they're not the worst. What's this? So she's got like lipstick just written gibberish all over the mirror for those of you listening. This TikTok just says aliens, schizophrenics, demons, folklore,
schizophrenics,
trans, multiple personalities, ADHD. Like this is
demons. Is
yeah. Just don't
call me. Are we gonna get cop? We're not gonna.
No, it was less than 10 seconds. We're good.
All right, sweet.
Hey, trans folk, I'm going to give you some of mama's tough love right now.
She just goes, take a gun and do it. Finish the other 60%. Just finish it.
She did not just, there's a comment on there that says, she did not just say trans people are confused.
Is Gabby Hanna based? Is Gabby Hanna based? That's what we're about to find out here. Here we go. She just goes off. She's like, Caitlyn Jenner, you're a fucking man.
Woman of the year? I should have been woman of the year. Do you know how many Jesuses I've birthed?
Get that fucking Truman Rachel Levine out of the White House.
Harry Truman is alive and he's trans.
All right, here we go.
Hey, trans folk, I'm going to give you some of mama's tough love right now. I want you to know that I'm here for you always. I will accept you through your journey no matter what. The choice is always yours to be happy. But I'm telling you right now that if you learn to love yourself, please, baby, please love yourself because I love you. No false idols. I am your mother. Love your body.
She actually has a broken sternum. From this.
Yeah, she's probably got bruises now, dude.
What God gave you, it's fun. Every sick thought you have, explore it. Is this safe? Is this safe? Hard
she's oh my god. She's gonna give herself a concussion.
Dude, she's smacking herself. For our listeners, dude, like you should go to her channel.
Oh
like,
my god, go, it's just at like, Gabby Hanna, G-A-B-B-I.
It's Trauma Queen. H-A-N-N-A. Is her like handle.
Yeah,
right.
Trauma Queen. Dude, that's a good name for her.
The most recent one as of 46 minutes ago.
46 minutes ago. So this is recording this.
Going?
This like, is still going on. Yeah, she's beating herself upside the head.
As of the night we're so yeah, dude. What time is in LA? It's got to be like 9 o'clock. I'm sure she lives in LA,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah, it's about 9 o'clock when this was recorded, so the sun's probably yeah.
So about 8 o'clock,
yeah,
or so LA time. Like dude, that's definitely like prime cokehead hour yep. times, you know.
Yep. Let's finish it off here.
Well, no, it started yes! in the morning over there. So she's been yeah. She's been just doing an all-day coke bender on a just, Tuesday afternoon, huh?
This is comedy gold, man. This is fucking hilarious. Like this.
Imagine if TikTok was around when like all the like bands in the 70s and 80s were like popular, God. Dude. You imagine seeing like the Rolling Stones coke episodes just on
Nikki
TikTok.
Six overdosing on heroin on Facebook Live.
Like, yeah, dude.
All right.
Baby, you are safe and you are sane. You are confused. And I'm here to help you and show you if you please because I love you. And if not, I love you anyway for fucking ever and ever and ever and ever. 444 ever.
I love you five ever.
And there you have it. Gabby, pray the gay away Hannah with her.
Gabby Hannah's base, dude. She let it slip for just based a quick Gabby. Sec.
Based you're Gabby confused. Hannah. Every,
the Shad Gabby dog. Hannah. Sick.
The Shad Gabby Hannah.
Who's another celebrity that posted like completely unhinged like live shit? I can't.
Britney Spears is always doing it.
Yeah, that's the virgin Britney Spears. This is the Shad Krabby Hannah Coke Bender.
Oh my God. So have you seen Alex Stein went viral again for he went to Vegas and he testified in front of their city council?
Oh no, but I want to see this because I all love right. this guy. This guy's no, so funny, dude.
He's so funny. Las Vegas is taking advantage of tourists is the name of the video. Here we go. Primetime 99.
Is that even like a real take, or is he just like taking the piss out of it a little bit?
Yeah, he's
I want to get stripped. I helped build this town. Thank you. And I get a slap in the face for it.
Well, first off, I want to know what she was so mad about. Yeah, she helped.
Yeah, build I'm it. Sure you helped build the town. You're probably like a construction worker, right? I'm sure you were.
Yep.
Else on the public comment, please come down. State your name for the record.
Oh God! He grabbed a. He put fucking.
Well, Mayor, my name's Alex Stein, and you know, after hearing that testimony, it just shows me that you know Las Vegas is really not heading in a good direction. Because after my experience a couple nights ago, I had a very terrible experience where. I think these casinos take advantage of people by giving people free drinks.
Wait, excuse me. You said your name was Alex Stein?
Yes.
Okay, thank you.
What I'm saying is these casinos give people free drinks, and then they become vulnerable and end up gambling more money than they have. Yeah. And I was a victim of that. And I
so the whole shtick is that he lost a bunch of money in a casino?
He gets better, though.
I've seen a lot of issues right now. My wife's boyfriend recently got her pregnant. And speaking, for, I'm a member of the Church of Scientology, and I don't normally drink, but I'm very vulnerable. I'm in a position now where I don't know what I'm going to do because financially, I'm going to have to take care of this baby potentially because he's out on parole right now.
That guy behind him, like, what? He'll
be facing a long time in jail. So potentially, I'm going to have to financially support this baby, and I come to Las Vegas for a work event, and I get fed alcohol, and I get entirely way too intoxicated. I go to the ATM, I use my credit card. They make it very accessible to be able to gamble with my credit card. You know this, Mr. Goodman. They make it absolutely incredibly accessible, Councilman, to be able to take all I have. And now I got to go back to Clearwater, Florida, and I have nothing. So after this, after I start drinking, I'm very distraught. And the one good thing about this city, I will say, the one good thing is, of all the cities I've been to, it's the first city. Last night at 4 a.m., I saw multiple people on Fremont Street taking the vaccine. That's the only place I've seen a
24/7
vaccine.
Look at that guy back there. He's like,
and that's here in Las Vegas.
I saw lots of people on guy going like. That's like his face back there.
On street doing the vaccine, and I want to
look at him. You like that?
But the vulnerability of the tourists that come here, like myself. You're preying on people like me. And then I end up meeting a nice Filipino girl. I take her back to my hotel room. Come to find out, I cost money for her service to come to my room. I end up having a good time. We start kissing. We take off her clothes. She has male genitalia. She's a transgender. Mary Goodman.
Excuse me. We're in a public venue, and I think.
They cut his mic.
Please, excuse me. Could you please be calm and whatever?
You guys are playing on me there. You know, when I'm up here, I'm vulnerable, and now I have.
Please.
I'm vulnerable. They cut his mic.
Here come the cops.
Excuse me. I think unless you have an issue that we can address. No.
This guy on the right is like coming over with his hands in the fucking interview position.
Yep.
He's like, oh yeah, he's getting ready to tase the guy or something.
Just take one day at a time. Try. That's not our responsibility, sir.
They gave me all the alcohol.
Sir, this is not the first council meeting you have come into. You actually go to council meetings across the United States and do this
performance. They know who he is.
Chambers at the moment. Thank you.
They know who he is. That's awesome, dude.
We need to remove him.
The city council members know who he is.
Goodbye. 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 Goodbye.
This guy has the funniest job ever. Like, he just goes around and harasses city council and like local politicians.
Because the rules say they unless he starts talking about like sex stuff or cursing, they have to let him talk. Like, they have to give him his X amount of time.
Yeah.
You know, so like, as long as he's not doing, and then he fucked up by talking about the transgender prostitute thing. That's where he.
Nice Filipino girl.
So Barstool Sports shared that video, right? And then they took it down. Well, Barstool Sports is owned by some gambling site. And because that's of that, they're not allowed to make the only thing they're not allowed to do. They can do anything they want, but they can't make jokes about gambling addiction because it hurts the bottom line of their business. Right. That's the only thing they can't joke about. So they took it down. And Alex Stein, who just provokes people for fun, that's what he does. That's his shtick.
The real life troll
tweets. He goes, "Why does Barstool Sports take my stuff down, but they're run by Dave Portnoy, who's been accused of rape a dozen times?"
So Dave, really?
He's not rape, but he's been accused of being a little too aggressive with women in bed. It's probably bullshit. That's what it seems to be. But so Portnoy takes the bait, hook, line, and sinker. Doesn't even know who the fuck he is.
Oh man!
It Dave starts going. I know, man. Just took an L against Alex Stein. He's like, "Fuck this piece of shit, Alex Stein." He said, "Fuck this piece of shit, Alex Stein." Just did this whole Twitter rant and then declared himself the winner. He's like, "Another knockout punch. The king don't lose, baby." I'm like, "No, bro. Like, he
then
got
he went
you."
And did our line of coke with Gabby Hanna.
With Gabby Hanna. Oh my god.
Gabby Hanna was like, "You won so fucking hard."
It's gonna be I should have saved that for the end. I don't know if we can top the Gabby Hanna thing. Do you got anything else you want to talk about, or should we wrap it up? It's like almost midnight here.
Yeah, I think that about does it, man. We got a pretty good episode. That Gabby Hanna shit, I really encourage everybody to go and watch some of those. That was hilarious, dude. Like,
yes. Gabby Hanna, the mother of Jesus. Go check it out.
Coke is rich people drugs, so you know what I mean.
She did a stand-up routine once.
Did she?
Yeah.
Was it good?
No, it wasn't very good. It was pretty cringy.
Oh, you know what? I think I heard about that. Yeah, because I remember people talking about, like, yeah, like, this bitch thinks she can just go on and do comedy. Like,
it's nothing. See, I don't hate on people that want to try stand-up. I'm like, go ahead. Like, it takes balls to get up there and do it. I respect it. But it's like, when you try to do stand-up and just rely on who you are, that's kind of where I have an issue.
Yeah, it's kind of annoying. I mean, obviously, we're not like, you know, fucking.
No, I'm not Dave Chappelle. You know what I mean?
But I do agree with them when they went, like, it is kind of annoying when, like, somebody who's famous will, like, only get to do, like, you know what I mean? They'll get put onto
like
a show.
Like,
yeah,
they
get put onto a show because they're famous, and then they go and bomb for 25 minutes. Shit. It's like, man, that sucks.
Well, like, and that's the thing is, it's like, I mean, dude, imagine you're like a show booker in Atlanta, and T.I. comes up to you, is like, "Hey, I want to do 25 minutes on your show." You're not going to tell him no.
Yeah,
even though he sucks, you're not going to tell T.I. no.
You'll bump somebody off the the venue for that.
Yeah, hey man, like, let me get you next month. T.I. wants to do my show.
Even if
you're going to make a killing,
it's like like, it's still people who come to watch T.I. suck. Like,
yeah, you're going
to
make
that's
killing.
Not good.
Publicity for you. It's, I mean, yeah, but that's he's a fucking, I don't know. He's, I think his comedy has ceased. I don't think he's doing that anymore. I think he's given up on his dream. So,
hey, man, T.I., you should just, you know, I it's one thing to like show up to an open mic and go on there, but it's like another thing to like be on a paid show.
No,
you know?
T.I. did like someone, I don't remember who it was, someone, he did Madison Square Garden as an opener. Yeah. He got booed off the stage.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's one thing to show up to a comedy club in fucking New York City or some shit and be like, "Hey, I'm T.I." Like, "Oh yeah, you can go up." Like, it's fine, man.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, that's another thing to make people pay to come see you suck. Like,
come see T.I. Hey, fuck it. That
was T.I. Yeah, joking about, like, "Yeah, man, I was doing a rap show and, you know."
And I shot this guy. No.
My bodyguard fucking said some whack shit to me, and like everyone's like, "Oh, I can't relate to that at all."
I was trying to see if Gabby Hanna replied, but she didn't. Damn.
Oh, man. Maybe she will, dude. Maybe she'll just get a wild hair up her ass on this coke bender, dude.
I'll
She's
interview
up for
Gabby
like three
Hanna.
Days straight. Like,
I'll interview Gabby Hanna. Fuck it. We should get her on. Fuck it. That'd be fun. Like, let's interview
Gabby
hey.
Hanna while she's on a coke come down.
Yeah. And it, but what we'll do is we'll just ask her like serious questions. Like, so Gabby, what do you feel about the Mar-a-Lago raid? If you were president, how would you handle the Ukraine situation?
Gabby, what do you think happens to us when we die?
Well, we go see your son. That's all. That's yeah. No, we only ask her serious questions. Like, yeah. Oh, God, like Gabby, what do you think about the Chinese government's treatment of the Uyghur Muslims?
She'd probably get kicked off TikTok for talking about.
Oh
that.
God. Oh yeah, that's true. No, yeah, that's true. No,
talk about anything except the Chinese.
I bet we could get coked out Gabby Hanna to go down some wild rabbit holes. Like, I bet she's a Holocaust denier when she's coked up enough.
Oh man, probably. She's like, I don't know. I'm just saying, 6 million, kind of a lot.
It's a lot. 6 million's a lot. Okay,
that's a lot of bullets. Like, you ever counted 6 million bullets? I have 6 million bullets.
Like, look, all I'm saying is it doesn't make sense that there were windows in those gas chambers. That's all I'm saying. Okay.
Man, it went a little bit down like the Alex Jones hole there. Like, that's
yeah.
Alex Jones. I don't, Alex Jones is actual like takes more than I do. I don't think he's a Holocaust.
No. His ex-wife was Jewish.
Okay. Yeah.
He was just in Omaha.
Did you see him there?
No, I knew which hotel he was staying at. His wife is current wife is from here.
Mm.
So rumor, I guess they come here a lot. He has family in Omaha and Fremont. So word on the street is, and we'll have to wrap it up at this. Word on the street, I don't have any official sources, and even if I did, I wouldn't say who they were. Word on the street is he can't fucking go to the grocery store in Austin without being like chastised and harassed because of this lawsuit, and they're looking to relocate, and she has family here, and all I'm saying is that this seems to be the prime location for Alex Jones to relocate. I'm like, well,
that'd be pretty great, man.
I would like
you'd literally your bucket list has to have a beer with Alex Jones.
No, go bar hopping, beer. Dozens of beers. I couldn't out drink him. That's the problem. But dude, could you imagine the shit me and Alex Jones would get into? Oh my God.
You two go to the gay bar and get into a fight. Guys, go. What's up, the Max?
Bring it on. Bring it on, cowards.
Max and go fight the bouncers there. That's some shit he'd be.
Where's the gay bar?
I'm going to go out. Yeah.
Kick some ass.
Me, Alex Jones, and Gabby Hanna. We're going to take on the town.
Do okay? A coke bender at the Max.
With the two of them. Oh, God. She's out just fucking screaming at the bouncers, and Alex Jones just tackles him from the side. Right through the doors. Oh, God. All right. Well, I think we should wrap it up there. Do you got anything you want to plug?
Nope.
Fuck. Well, this will be out. So, yeah, we'll have this Thursday at Brick Street Tavern. We'll be doing the Brick Street Comedy Fest. They'll be headlining that. It's at 10 o'clock. Make sure you go check that out. And then the next night, the 26th at Beach House, I will be running the Verbal Assault Comedy Roast Battles. The first ever. We can't wait. We're starting a roast league.
I like that
chaos.
Name.
Verbal Assault. Doesn't it kind of sound like a Limp Bizkit album?
It does. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. What else do I have for that? 9-9. We're going to have Harmful Content is back. It's been too long. It'll have been 2 months, over 2 months. 9-11, I'll be in Wichita. 9-24, I will be in Holdridge, Nebraska. And then I got some more dates we're working on. But yeah. I'm stocked, man. I got all kinds of shit going on. And then I guess I can announce it now because they announced it on their network today. I will be I talked a while back about how I got something else on the side brewing that I'm working on. I will be starting a solo show. Nothing's happening to this show. Don't worry about it. Solo show on the Outlaw Streamers Network. I'm working on a name for it. I'm pretty sure I got it figured out, but I'll announce it when it's official. Yes, that is the network of the infamous Chris Baker. not really infamous. It's cool though. It's weird because I remember like being a kid listening to his show and like just like in the car, you know what I mean? And like,
how is he in person? Like, how is he as
nice
person?
Guy?
Because you've got to get to know
nice
him.
Guy. Real nice guy. Yeah, very, very nice. He's a very good guy. Very good guy. I really do. I think because I know as soon as we make the announcement official on Facebook and everything, people are going to come after me like, how could you work for a racist? But he's not a racist. I really, really don't. I mean, the only person who knows for sure is you. You know what I mean? About what goes on in your head. Really, really don't think he's a racist. Maybe the tweet was an accident. Maybe it wasn't. But I really don't think it came from a racist place.
Just been trying to make a joke or something. But you know how the internet is.
At the end of the day, it's not like he went on and called him, you know, like racial slurs or anything like that. So I really, really don't think that it was anything that serious. And I think people just need to move the fuck on from it. I'm just getting out ahead of that because I know that's going to be the reaction.
He kind of got his punishment for it anyway.
He got punished way too harshly for it. He should not have been kicked off. That was the only reason he got kicked off the radio was because of the time, what time it happened at. He did that a couple years ago. He might have gotten suspended for a week, but it wouldn't have been anything like that. But I don't know. That's just my opinion. But no, I wouldn't even have addressed that if I didn't know that the negative comments and the bullshit was coming. So I just wanted to get out in front of that. I really, really, no, he is a good guy. I wouldn't go to work for somebody that I thought was a racist or a bad person or anything like that.
Yeah, because that shit would come out. He'd be like, oh, I don't want you talking about any of this or anything like that. And I'd be like,
Yeah, and that's exactly it, man. There would have been more. Yeah, you know, it's just, yeah, I'm not.
You've had a lot of conversations with them and stuff. It's not like it's like they approached you and one time, you know, you're just like, all right, let's do it. Like,
yeah,
you know,
that's exactly it. It's not like I'm signing to InfoWars. I'm kidding. I've heard signing to InfoWars is basically the kiss of death for your career. It's like you've signed there, no one else will sign you. And that's
surprised. Well, you know, the journalism world is a big circle jerk.
Well, it's not just that, dude. It's like production. It's everything. Once you sign to InfoWars, no one will hire you. Like, people leave it as a resume gap. Yeah.
You couldn't even go and sign on to what's the conservative one?
Not even like Fox News, none of those places.
No, like the Ben Shapiro's.
Oh, Daily Wire might take you. I don't know. I guess it depends. I'm not sure how that would work.
Especially if you're just like a fucking mic operator. Or some shit, you know what I mean? Like,
yeah, I'm not really sure how that all works, but yeah. So no, Outlaw Streamers, stay positive. And on a positive note, Outlaw Streamers, I'm joining the network. It'll be early September. I'm really fucking psyched for that. I can't wait. It's gonna be a lot of fun. It's gonna be a good fit for me, I think. And I'm cool, fucking pumped. Yeah. I'll make sure to pimp it on here and pimp this on there and, you know, everything in between. So I appreciate everyone, and we'll see you guys next week.
Deuces, y'all.
Peace the fuck out. I'm going to go do some blow with Gabby Hanna. Thanks.
Alrighty there. Let's go.
Mother of God, bro. Mother of God.